Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. The California Department of Pesticide Regulation released a proposal that would restrict agricultural spraying within a quarter mile of public schools and licensed childcare centers. The proposal has already received quite a bit of feedback from the environmental community, suggesting that it's not restrictive enough. Colleen Cecil is the executive director of the Butte County Farm Bureau. She noted that the original proposal was already more than sufficient.
At this point, as an industry and through California Farm Bureau, we're actively working to advocate to DPR that what they are recommending is the right approach. They need to hear from the industry so that they can have the confidence in moving forward so that we don't have the activists coming forward. They're pretty loud and they're pretty obnoxious. But what we're trying to do with as an industry is send DPR a message that what they're doing is accurate.
Luckily, the DPR have decided to extend the deadline for public comment on the proposed rules to December 9th. Cecil talked about their efforts to rally the ag industry.
We're actually going to facilitate an opportunity to provide some letter writing, if you will, and collectively gather letters that we can send to DPR. We're looking for those opportunities. We did it at our board meeting the other day. Any opportunity that we get where growers are going to be in a room, we're going to help them to put their words to paper and send that paper to DPR and show them that we are behind the regulation that they are suggesting.
The puzzling part of these proposed rule changes is that the DPR have stated themselves that they were unable to quantify the benefits and that any health benefits of the prohibitions are unknown. Cecil reiterated the need for growers to voice their opinions.
Anything we can do to help get DPR the message, that's our effort there. It hasn't been a strong consumer topic, to my knowledge, in the North State. This has obviously been a very hot topic on the Central Coast and in Southern California. I don't know why it isn't such a hot topic up here. I can tell you that we have worked extremely closely and worked hard with our local officials and the local decision makers in Butte County. I can't speak for other counties.
The public can submit their comments at a meeting in Salinas today at 6 p.m. at the Salinas Sports Complex. Written comments will be accepted via mail or email through December 9th. This is California Ag Today.